You will hear a conversation between three students who are preparing a presentation. You have 30 seconds to look at question 21.
Hey guys!
Oh hey Gail, you made it!
Yeah, sorry. I was stuck at the library paying late fees. Have you guys started going through the data yet?
Yeah, we've already collated it and we've started designing the graphs we're going to use in the presentation.
Oh really? That's fast.
Well, anyway, here's what we've got so far.
Okay, so... Wow, 38% said they thought about quitting school in the first year. That's a huge number.
Yeah, and only 10% said they were happy at school from beginning to end. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought the majority would be happy here.
Well, just remember that about 30% of the school population are foreign students. And from the UK students, only 2% are actually from the area. So, I guess it makes sense that people would miss home.
Yeah, but to want to actually quit school...
Well, they didn't want to exactly, they just thought about it.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 22 to 25.
Okay, so how should we organise the presentation? What did you guys decide?
Well, Kevin and I were saying that we should start by explaining what the topic of our research was and how we decided to collect the data. So, I'll start by saying that our topic was how first-year students felt a month after beginning school and how their attitudes progressed and changed by the end of the academic year.
So then we were thinking that I should explain that the population we want to study was obviously first-year students, but because we need their complete experience from the beginning to the end of their first year, we'd have to actually poll students in their second and third year. And then we said that you should explain how we access the population.
So I'll say that we got the permission from the school to go to different classes from different departments and hand out the surveys in paper form, right?
Right, and that it took us about 3 weeks to complete this part of our research.
So then we need to describe the three different areas of focus of our survey. So Lindsay can do that. Say that the survey had three sections. The first one, asking just some general questions about the age, gender, nationality, and field of study of each student. Then the second one, focused on how they felt in their first 6 months at school. And the third, how they felt in the summer after their first year was complete.
That sounds good.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 26 to 30.
Okay, so let me see the breakdown. Okay, so we've got an equal distribution of boys and girls. That's good.
Almost equal. 51% of the participants were boys, the rest were girls.
Right, and 70% of the participants were British, while the other 30% were...
10% were from America and Asia, 2% were from Africa, and 18% were European. We had a small number of Australians as well, 0.03%, so I guess Europeans were 17.97% if you want to be precise.
Which we should. Anyway, and obviously the age was all 20 or 21, with a few 19-year-olds. Only about 5%. No, wait. 4%. Right?
No, it's 5%. Look.
Right. Okay. So Lindsay will describe the three sections, and then you, Kevin, you'll describe the demographic and geographical breakdown, and I...
You can start with the graph, and then we'll all explain the data together.
Right. So we'll put this graph up on the board and explain that most students experience some form of homesickness or mild depression in the beginning of their course.
But we need to point out that by the end of the year, it was only 5% that still felt like quitting school.
Yeah, but remember that we didn't actually have the opportunity to interview or poll any of the students who left school. So the information we have only relates to current students, and those numbers might be bigger in reality.
Yeah, I guess we need to mention that. But we did check the dropout rate for the last 2 years, and it was very low, so at the end of the day, the numbers can't be much bigger.
Yeah. Anyway, so after we explain the data and we show the three graphs with the background information and the responses for 6 months and 1 year, we should spend some time also talking about